Kind of an unusual circumstances, postponed from Tuesday. Now you play on a different field here today. And, you know, that maybe was a little bit of an adjustment for you guys. I know you practiced here yesterday, but you got things going in that first game, the second inning. And then the second game, you guys were able to kind of dominate from the word go. But looking back at today, what did you see from your team?
You know, I always tell these girls that softball is a game of adjustments, and you have to make adjustments constantly. I mean, we saw three different pitchers today, and, you know, you just have to make adjustments. And, you know, we also played some different positions a little bit today, and we kind of changed the batting and lineup a little bit. And you just have to learn to adjust and, you know, like learn from it and move on.
Excuse me there. In that first game there, you – closed out with an 11-0 game there, and it was kind of slow going, but Huguenin was making some plays defensively that kind of kept that game close for a while.
You know, that third baseman, she got some really hard shots at her, and she was able to, you know, put some glove on it and make some good plays. But, you know, our girls are really, really fast, and you have to almost be perfect to get some of these girls out, because as soon as they hit it, they're going, and, you know, they can outrun grounders, you know, pretty well.
Yeah, you had a lot of speed there from a lot of your players. Riley Stoppel come to mind there, that one. And then I think Michaela Miller had an infield single there as well. But that's good to see them not give up on that and just run on contact.
Yeah, you know, they have such good attitudes, too. They know better. You know, not everybody's perfect, and you're going to make mistakes. So we're able to, you know, feed upon that.
Well, and you had Cheyenne Kramer. She was pretty dominant in the circle again today, and her and Hannah Tucker combined for just one hit given up in that second game.
Yeah, you know, Hannah pitched really well that, you know, first inning, and you know, Cheyenne's able to come in and do what needs to be done and get the ball over the plate and make some good plays. And you know, Tori behind the plate, you know, she wasn't able to play because of possible concussion last week. So it's always nice to have Tori behind that plate. And you know, she's the heart and soul of this team. And when she's not back there, she just takes a lot of that leadership goal or that leadership position and talks to the girls and, you know, is not afraid to throw the ball down. And, you know, the girls really rely on her on that.
Absolutely. Some, some learning lessons in that game there. But, you know, probably the bat for Hannah's been pretty good there. She, I think, had her for 8 RBI in the doubleheader, including that walk-off in game one there, that 3-run home run.
Yeah, Hannah's been hitting the ball really well, and she's consistently hit the ball really well throughout, you know, from day one to now. You know, Cheyenne as well, she's been hitting the ball really well. You know, Mallory Cup, too. I mean, for a freshman who, I mean, has played softball, but, you know, not a lot of softball, I mean, for her to have 3 home runs as a freshman is very impressive. So these girls are not afraid to hit the ball, and you know, they just want to get RBIs and hit their buddies in.
Yeah, well, it's back here on Monday in Huguenin or Southwestern Heights. You wait that winner that play-in game. So 18 wins, you tie a school record set back 5 years ago, and hard
I don't know. I thought we beat their school record, actually.
Well,
because I think in the regular season, I think we had lost 3.
Okay.
So I told the girls they had the record, so we're just going to go with it.
That works. That works. We can just add it, pad it up some more
there
next
go.
Week, right?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on a great regular season here, Coach. Fun season, and get with the postseason coming up here on Monday.
Thank you, Adam.